This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're reporting from Washington. Our colleague Renee Montaigne is reporting from Afghanistan as it prepares for an election. She's been introducing us to the presidential candidates and their supporters and many others, and today she introduces us to a friend, a young man who's managed to make his way in a troubled country.
This is the kind of friendship some of us who come and go here in Afghanistan happen upon. I first spotted Shafi Norzai playing volleyball in the backyard of a house NPR had rented in 2001. By summer of 2002, our small Afghan staff had rigged up the volleyball net alongside a satellite dish made of crushed soda cans.
When we met you, when I met you, you were working in the house, the NPR house, as a cook.
Yeah.
It seemed like you were the one person with a full-time job in the family.
Yeah.
You're supporting the whole family.
Yeah. Father, mother, three brothers and five sisters, and my widow auntie.
And his mother soon gave birth to a baby sister, who in that peaceful time they named Angel. Shafi's story was a typical one. His father had a successful business importing clothes before he lost everything in the fighting between warlords that destroyed Kabul after the Soviets left. The comfortable life of his childhood long gone. Shafi was willing to do anything when NPR offered him a job cooking for the reporters coming to town.
And I accepted.
Shafi served up memorable fried chicken, tangy tomato salad, and slices of fresh mango every night after hitting the many food shops during the day on Flower Street. He remembers being happy among us, but also looking to do better. And when NPR gave up the house a few months later, he got work with the United Nations as a driver. Because his English was so good, Shafi was promoted pretty quickly to secretary.
And then when I went to sign my contract, my salary was $600. You know, $600, that was, you know, like a dream for me.
And then a real opportunity came along. The procurement officer was out one day, and the boss asked Shafi to round up $3,000 worth of concrete blocks. Shafi managed to buy the entire load for half the price. And next thing he knew, he was in the procurement office at more than twice the salary. It was that job that led to this moment. Standing outside his dusty warehouse as dozens of the 18-wheelers Shafi now owns as part of his trucking business set out to crisscross Afghanistan. It was the experience procuring goods and services for the UN, where he quickly proved talented at managing contracts, that led Shafi, by 2004, to acquire four trucks of his own. Trucks were starting to come into Afghanistan. Yeah. Place was it was obvious that it was going to be built up. So you took those trucks, and what happened then?
Day and night, most of the time I remember that I couldn't eat because I was too busy just drinking water or juice. And one of my good memories that the guy told me that, Shafi, we need Coca-Cola. Can you give us 2,000 cases? When I thought 2,000 cases is almost a container. I went to the Chicken Street, the place that we always go.
Where all the antique shops are, all the tourist shops
and
are.
And the Flower Streets that we purchased always our grocery. So from that time, I knew some people. I went and asked them that, okay, can you give me these things? They say, yeah, we can. And I supplied 2,000 cases of Coke, Fanta, and Sprite for Americans.
American
military. And then when I offloaded the trucks, they told me, can you bring 5,000 more? So let me finalize this issue for you, that within 1 month and 10 days, I supplied 110 containers of Coke, Fanta, Sprite for them.
Now Shafi tells me he has 200 employees, 70 trucks. He owns several homes for his extended family. What I discovered when I arrived here, Shafi is rich.
Good afternoon. I'm Shafi from Kabul. How are you, sir? Thank you.
This phone call to a U.S. military contractor is where Shafi Norzai's story becomes, once again, a story of Afghanistan at war. His military contracts mean big money. They also mean big risk. His trucks carry things like construction equipment, air conditioners, food, destined for American troops in violent areas like Kandahar. And those convoys of 18-wheelers have become favorite targets of the Taliban, who might stop them, demand money, set the trucks on fire, or worse.
we received the warnings by phone in Kabul.
You get
warnings from Taliban, you know.
What do they say?
If you work for U.S. military troops, we will kill you. And just for the dead body, we are paying like $2,000, $3,000 just to give us the dead body of the driver. That we have a sort of contract with the drivers that, God forbid, if something happening to them, we are paying like $8,000 for the family.
Back in 2006, trucking companies like Shafi started adding escorts to their convoys. Pickup trucks crowded with uniformed guards carrying machine guns. It doesn't always keep everyone safe. Just last week, the Taliban managed to stop one of Shafi's trucks down in Kandahar. An unfortunate driver was carrying delivery papers for the U.S. military. He was seized and killed. The driver's cousin, Khalid Ahmad, who manages Shafi's Kandahar office, quickly fled with his family.
I brought my family. I stayed here for now.
I meet Khalid Ahmad in the garden outside Shafi's office in Kabul. He seems to have prospered as a manager for this trucking company. Ahmad's traditional long shirt and pants are set off by heavy jewel-encrusted gold rings on each hand. Beside him is a polite, bright-eyed child who, in Kandahari fashion, kisses the hands of the adults.
Is this your little boy?
Oh, by the way, let me tell you an interesting story. They kidnapped him. And this guy.
Little teeny thing. How old is he? He's like 4 years old.
Three years old. And you know, they addicted him to the opium. Because he was crying, and then they gave the opium to be sleepy. And after 10, it's already passed up by this. After 12 days, they succeed to get him back.
And how much was the ransom?
Almost like $40,000.
Well, he's worth it.
Next to the Taliban, the bribes truckers pay at various police and customs checkpoints seem more like irritants. Shafi Nourzai's own family wants him out of the business. And I ask him, why is he sticking it out?
The success of your business is good for you. Do you see that businesses like yours succeeding? Is that a key to Afghanistan itself stabilizing and succeeding as a nation?
Actually, if we have peace, that will be much better. In that time, if we have peace, there will be highways between north and south, between countries. My trucks will work. I will not be worried about the security, about Taliban, about nothing, you know?
You could lose your main clients. When there's peace.
Believe me. Now I'm a trained boy. I can cook. I can work for the United Nations. So at least I will make some money for my family, but I will have peace. My people will stay in peace.
As I say goodbye to my friend, Shafi Nourzai, he's hopping into his dusty green Toyota, hurrying to another warehouse. And I wish him well until we meet again.
Montaigne reporting from Afghanistan on Morning Edition from NPR News.